right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike, I know you're a big NCIS fan. Mark Harmon developing a crime drama, a new one for CBS. I don't know when that will be, if that will be next season, but he is developing a new crime drama for CBS. He can't keep doing NCIS forever.
No.
So, you know what? Might as well develop another show.
You gotta move on.
Exactly. So everyone thinks that Black Magic Woman, you know, big Santana song, of course. Not originally done by Santana, though. It was originally done in 1968 by Fleetwood Mac.
Got a black magic woman.
Yeah.
Got a black magic woman.
With an entirely different lineup than we know today.
Well, yeah, Mick Fleetwood, of course, John McVie, but Peter Green was the lead singer. He actually wrote the song as well. Now, why do I talk about it? Because it's on the deluxe edition of their 50th anniversary collection. 50 Years Don't Stop It was released this past Friday. And like I say, this was written and sung by Peter Green, who, of course, you know, that was the original Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I mean, it sounds the same, just more 60s.
I got to be honest, I didn't know.
No?
I didn't realize.
I did know that, and I don't know why. I think I knew that from way back in the day. But yeah, it's cool. And I mentioned it, people, a long, long time ago, it's finally happening. The Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Their No Filter Tour is coming to U.S. stadiums next year. 13 shows as of now. It kicks off April 20th at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. Wraps up June 21st, Soldier Field in Chicago. Now, tickets go on sale November 30th. Remember that, November 30th, 10 a.m. We will put the information on our website, so you know. I don't know who's sponsoring this tour or anything like that. They say a lot of their big shows kind of center around their big hits, of course, and they say that's what it's going to be, but they're sprinkling in some deeper cuts like Out of Control, Play with Fire, some hits that you don't always hear, some songs that you don't always hear, which is kind of cool because there are some diehard Stones fans out there who don't want to hear the same stuff. No Vegas date. We got... We don't have an arena of that size. They'd have to do a few nights, probably,
well,
to accommodate.
Well, then I would step up the construction over at Raiders Stadium. And
I totally agree. I know. That would be reason enough for me to go to that stadium, because otherwise, probably won't be. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.